We appreciate you visiting the Chapman Highway Church of Christ website. Let's take just a few minutes and listen to Tim Shepherd, our local evangelist, as he gives us something to think about.
What would you consider to be the most important question in life? Is there a God? Is the Bible really the Word of God? Is there a heaven and a hell? What must I do to be saved? Each of these questions are very important, but are these questions the most important question? There is one question that, if not answered correctly, makes all others meaningless. What is this question? Am I honest? We sometimes think if we can get a person to answer yes to questions about Bible truths, they will automatically do what's right. The reality is that logical arguments can lead one to a certain conclusion, but logic says nothing about the person's character. And we wonder why sometimes people look at us and say, "I just don't see it." They don't see it because the basic question of honesty hasn't been addressed. They say yes when the evidence is overwhelming, but in their heart, they say no. Before a person can address questions about spiritual things, they must first decide if they're going to be honest with the truth they find. The reality is that there are a lot of people who are as honest as the day is long, to a point. Some obey the Lord up to the point of the truth causing them difficulty. That could be with their friends, their family, their neighbors. They compromise truth for the sake of peace and popularity. Some obey the Lord up to the point of the truth calling upon them to stop or to start doing something in their life. They compromise truth for the sake of doing what they want to do. Can you not see that the question of honesty calls for big demands upon us? In Luke chapter 8, verses 11 through 15, Jesus explains the parable of the sower. And he says, "Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word, with a noble, or as the King James says, an honest and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience." My friend, without honesty, we will never come to the knowledge of the truth. Just something to think about.